February 2nd.
Do you not know that if you continually surrender yourselves to anyone to do his will, you are the slaves of him whom you obey, whether that be to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness?
Everlasting Father, I acknowledge that I have life patterns of sin, where I continually get disturbed by the same set of circumstances, and I always react to them in the same way. The father of lies did his job well. He suggested unworthiness, and I accepted. He introduced shame, and I received. He offered hopelessness, and I bowed to it. But I realize that there's a special threat to continually accept everything the father of lies offers. Jesus, I realize that I've continually accepted unworthiness. I will be taken captive by it. If I continually conform to darkness, I will become trapped by it. If I continually respond to the lies and deceit of the enemy, I will be hobbled by them. If I continually succumb to sin, I will become ensnared by it. Jesus, I do not want to be the father of lies slave, waiting upon him hand and foot to perform his duties.
But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Perfect Father, the result of continually surrendering to the negative, destructive beliefs of the father of lies is death. But your gift to me is positive, constructive beliefs through Christ Jesus. May I continually surrender my thoughts to Jesus. Then the benefits I reap leads to holiness and life. I love you, Jesus, my eternal life.